This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We're getting some new information about that comment President Biden made in which he appeared to refer to Trump supporters as garbage. The AP's Norman Hall.
According to two U.S. government officials and an internal email obtained by the Associated Press, White House press officials altered the official transcript of a call in which President Joe Biden appeared to take a swipe at supporters of Donald Trump. Biden was responding to racist comments at a Trump rally by a comic who referred to Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage. Biden, in condemning the demonization of Latinos, said Trump's supporters are garbage. The altered transcript inserted an apostrophe, making it seem Biden was referring only to a single supporter, the comic. An email says the change was made after the press office conferred with the president. Vice President Kamala Harris distanced herself from Biden's comments. The Trump campaign quickly moved to fundraise off the quote. I'm Norman Hall.
With just 4 days left until the election, the presidential candidates are making their final appeals to voters. Vice President Harris telling ralliers last night in Las Vegas.
We have an opportunity in this election to turn the page on a decade of Donald Trump trying to keep us divided and afraid of each other. We're done with that. We're done. We're exhausted with it.
She just says anything that comes to her mind. She's a liar. She's worse than Crooked Hillary. At least Hillary was intelligent. She was a very intelligent one. This one is a total stiff. You can't have her as your president.
Donald Trump at a rally in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Two people killed and six others wounded in a shooting early this morning at a Halloween celebration in Florida. Orlando police have been interviewing a suspect, 17 years old. We'll get the October jobs report this morning. A decent gain expected. This is AP News. November 1st brings the start of open enrollment for the Affordable Care Act. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The future of Obamacare has emerged as a key issue in the presidential race, with House Speaker Mike Johnson vowing to overhaul the program if Donald Trump wins the election. Enrollment in the Affordable Care Act marketplace is opening up this week, just as House Speaker Mike Johnson at a political rally vowed massive reform if Trump is elected and the GOP controls Congress. Eligibility could be reduced and cost could be increased for the nearly 21 million people enrolled now under the so-called Obamacare program. Billions of dollars in tax credits are also at stake, and Congress would have to renew them, costing hundreds of billions of dollars over the next decade. Some Republicans have already balked at the cost. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.